ride along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabbage.
What was that about cabbage?
Nothing.
Moving right along.
Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun, come share it with me. Moving right along. We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Although it wouldn't hurt, let's face it.
Yeah. Oh, and some pie. We should get some pie.
Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way, so trust my navigation.
Hey, Busheltown, yeah, here we come, the rye in the skyland. Windstorms and fire ants.
So sadly, we just left Rhode Island.
What?
Just forget it.
Moving right along. Hey, LA, where have you gone? Send someone to fetch us, we're in Saskatchewan. Moving right along. You take it, you know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west.
No.
Oh, Cliff, it's so beautiful out here.
If you're into grass and trees and shit.
How much longer do we get to Busheltown?
Oh, boy. Only 14 more hours.
I think I saw a stop about a mile back for some pies. We really should get some pie.
Kendall, I have too much diarrhea from the last pie we ate.
Are you ever going to drive, or is it just going to be me?
It's going to be you. I'm asleep.
Moving right along, we're truly birds of a feather. We're in this together, and we know where we're going.
Movie stars with flashy cars and life with the top down.
It's storm in the big town.
Yes, storm is right. Should it be snowing?
I don't fucking think so.
Moving right along. Do I see signs of Ben?
Yeah, welcome on the same post that says come back again.
Oh, you think they have pie here?
Yeah, big cow pies, probably.
Moving right along. Moving right along.
Our careers are moving
right along, blowing up in our face, should be in the haze.
Oh look, Busheltown, here we are. Hey there, Cliff.
Hey, Kendall,
hey,
I hope...
Hey, everybody.
Everybody's feeling thankful.
I am just so thankful to be here with you, Cliff. To be here doing a show in our new studio. I'm just thankful as I can be. Thankful to Mr. Snodbottom for finding this place, even though if it is a tiny little place shed.
It was formerly a garden shed, but give it to Charles. Give it to Charles, everybody, for the first time ever. Give it to Charles.
Ever.
It looks almost exactly like our studio, doesn't it?
It does.
It really does.
Charles has done so much work on this. He'll never do anything again.
And well, I don't know what the deal is. He's also very distraught. Becky, you know, was his fiance.
Yes.
And I never had. Did we? You were. Did we? You. Did we? You. Did we? You. I never heard anything from her.
No, I know. Maybe she's like smartened up and just left and did not go through with this wedding.
Maybe she did a solo Thelma and Louise, not off the cliff at the end, but just out, ran away.
Oh, I was like, are you saying that Becky's driven off a cliff?
No. I'm saying she made a splash out there in the world. She flew the coop. Hopefully. P.S. just between you and me. But
I know. Well, hey.
But you know, Charles is better
than the
off.
Alternative.
But Charles is better off too, because you don't want to be with somebody who doesn't really want to be with you. Do
exactly.
You?
No.
Do you? No, you don't. Everybody, this is a Thanksgiving episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Thus.
We're an internet talk show beaming coast to coast. Hosted by. I feel like
starring
we're the
us.
Stars. I feel like we're the sun, the moon, and the stars. Kendall, we're hosts of
as big as those.
Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're here weekly to talk to you on the internet about things such as saluting cats and saluting dogs and under the weather. And so there are so many things that we're here to talk to you about, and it's all we're ever going to do in life.
Cliff, you know what I'm thankful for?
It's what we're dedicated to, everybody. What?
I'm thankful that no matter what has happened, we've been through hell and back. We have been...
Oh, wait, what? We've been through what?
Hell and back. We have been to the manger in...
Yeah.
In Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Bethlehem. I was trying to think Busheltown in Bethlehem.
I feel like we were. I feel like we had a shared dream.
We've done all these things. Yeah. Yet we've never missed a week.
Never missed a week.
We're bringing you sass and bits of humanity in the form of a podcast.
Give it up for us. Come rain or shine. Because even if we do, you know, go to a fat camp one week, we have Mrs. Butter 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 Churn and Mr. Snod Bottom Fill In. They come.
We plan.
It's called planning ahead, everybody. This is a note to all the podcast hosts out there. If you have a show, you have to do a show. You're expected to do a show. You have to believe that it's time to do a show.
And hopefully long after we're gone, Austin or somebody will have taught new people to continue the show and our legacy.
I just hope so. I just hope we have a legacy, Kendall. It's all I hope. It's all I have to leave behind. But, you know, Mr. Snodbottom, to his tiny credit, what we're able to do is because of him and his weird deals with offshore affiliates. And I don't know why they want to buy our show, probably for torture reasons. Waterboarding is expensive, but podcasts
cheap.
And so anyway, everybody, but that's neither here nor there. What's here is Thanksgiving.
And it is a lovely time of year here in Busheltown, I must say.
It's a lovely time of year here in Busheltown, I must also say.
Well, Cliff, you know, coming from California, we don't have any seasons.
No seasons.
And so now that we're back here, and I'm still sick because I'm going through all these changes in environments. Sick.
Oh, God.
It's just...
That's not that.
It's beautiful out there. It's beautiful. The leaves, the fall foliage is so beautiful. And luckily, Halloween's over, so don't worry about any of that nonsense.
Well, Kendall, you know, Busheltown is a bit of a sprawling town. There's Busheltown, downtown Busheltown, the south Busheltown suburbs, the west Busheltown swamplands, the Busheltown badlands, the north Busheltown woods. Kendall, oh, God. And there's a bird in the studio, everybody. There we go. Done. Not any longer. And I've changed since last week, everybody.
We can see that.
I kill birds now. I don't really. I would not kill
a
bird.
Not a bird. That was me screaming.
That was Kendall screaming, and that was just a sound effect of a gun. I don't like guns. Do you like guns, Kendall? Do you want a gun for Christmas?
Cliff, this is something... No, I don't want a gun. I don't like guns. This is the kind of conversation that gets you in trouble at Thanksgiving dinner.
It does, Kendall. What you don't want to do at Thanksgiving dinner is you don't want to just bring up, like, hey, everybody, what about abortion?
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Stay on better topics like, oh, I love your centerpiece.
I love the centerpiece. Even if you don't. Even if it's just like...
Lie like a dog.
Oh, they just went out to the yard. Have you ever done this, Kendall? Have you ever been in a pinch on a Thanksgiving day and you go out into the yard and you just gather up some pine cones, grass clippings, dog feces, and just put it right in the middle of the table. And you're just like, oh, let's just hope it looks earthy.
Well, I haven't done that. I have taken real leaves, fall colored leaves, and put them on the table.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
But now we're back in Busheltown. We got to think of new great ways to use all this fall foliage.
We do. Kendall is a straight man who hosts this show. And with me in Busheltown, everybody. The best thing.
Straight men can love Martha Stewart, too.
Of course they can. I'm sure her husband loved her. Or whomever. But anyway, wasn't she dating like Tommy Lasorda? Or is he dead?
I don't follow Martha Stewart's personal life, but
she's on Twitter tweeting about it. It's okay, everybody. She applauds it. follow Martha at Martha Stewart on Twitter, everybody. If you follow us, we're at Cliff and Kendall. But anyway, Kendall.
Anyway.
You're straight. What was I? Where was I going with that?
I don't know. That's what all the listeners are thinking.
I don't know. If it comes back to me, I'll let you know. I'm thankful. Only because,
Well, I'm thankful that...
Yeah.
That we're having to miss the parade going down Busheltown, Main Square.
We are. Well, you know, when we came into the studio this day...
Because honestly, it's usually just a pileup of cars and floats that don't really work well.
And tractors.
And tractors. And manure.
Mm-hmm, and off-road vehicles. But anyway, yeah, but we came in this morning, we decided to do the show on Thanksgiving because there's nothing else to do other than go to the parade or do this show.
There's nothing to do. Except that.
I brought him.
He brought him. He didn't leave him behind.
Debated. Pack him, leave him, pack him, leave him.
I hid them. I put him behind a table, but he found them.
Found him. Maybe we'll lose him again. Maybe we'll lose him. You never know. Things evolve and change. There's Busheltown's right outside, everybody. And speaking of right outside, Mr. Snodbottom is telling me from the booth in there that Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, obviously, you could have guessed that she is the Grand Marshal of the Busheltown.
I thought that was just assumed here in Busheltown.
Thanksgiving parade. She was not last year. She was not last year. It was a goat. But to this year, it was that famous goat, the one that's on the news.
Well, Cliff, it is a famous goat.
As goats go, he's pretty famous for a goat, you know. But anyway, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, her vehicle that she's riding and waving from is about to pull up right outside. And we asked, could she come in, talk parade with us for just a few minutes?
Austin standing out there waving.
Yeah, on this beautiful Thanksgiving morning, Kendall. What did you have for Thanksgiving breakfast?
I had some vegetarian sausage balls.
Veggie sausage balls.
They're like Bisquick and veggie sausage and butter and cheese all rolled into a thing and then baked. They're amazing.
I like it when you just roll shit into a ball.
I do too. It's a Southern way. We're in Busheltown. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, here comes Mrs. Butter 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 Turn now.
Speaking of hello. Hello.
Excuse me, I'm a little out of breath, dear.
That's okay.
The float I'm sitting on is broken down four times. We had to get out and push.
I never understand.
Well, that's how things happen here.
Yeah, why don't they update those vehicles every parade we have ever been here for?
Well, dear, you know, Charles, the contractor, came along with us here to the studio, and they asked him to take a look at all of them, and, well, you know how terrible of an idea that is.
Oh, God. Well, you know, Charles,
that was the worst.
He's tired, he's distraught, he's not at his best, but when is he ever, frankly? But what I love about the Thanksgiving parade, I love that they had the marchers. Who were those marchers? They were all with the Indian headdresses that were made all from recycled cardboard. Who were they?
Oh, dear, well, that was, of course, the recycling Native Americans of Busheltown here. That's a great group that meets twice a week.
Oh, I love it. Kendall.
Such a diverse place here in Busheltown.
It is. Now, I wonder, can we join that? Now, don't you have some sort of Native American heritage, Kendall?
I have 16% Cherokee Indian in me.
Kendall, do you
have to be at least 20% to join the Native American recycling?
Oh, that is a shame. I don't know that I have any in me. I would love to join that recycling group. I think it sounds like a lot of fun. But Kendall, I do have one personal question for you. Are you 16% Native American or are you 1/16th Native American?
Well, I don't know. I've heard 16%.
16%? What an interesting way to be. But that is unfortunate, Kendall. I'm sorry you can't. Maybe there's some other recycling group we can join.
We can start our own Recycling Fat Podcasters of America.
Yeah, Kendall, what was your favorite float that you saw out there today?
Well, you know, every year, the rye float that they do, everything and all in rye is just my favorite because I love to see what they've come up with. And this year, it was a big stick of butter.
It was a big stick of butter.
It took 4 days to put that together.
I never would have thought that was made of rye. It looks like pure butter. If people at home
Well, dear, they ground up a rye paste to put over the top of the rye so it gave the appearance of butter.
It's like on Ace of Cakes when they put fondant over everything.
Oh, see, they're just so clever here in Busheltown with the rye.
So clever.
Dear, there's 1,001 uses for for Ryan Bushelltown and always looking for another. That's always. The motto.
Yeah, and if people at home are thinking about what it is, think if you think of like a semi truck, but just it's butter.
That was it.
That's what it was. That was a pig. There's a pig outside. And he's the one who won that blue ribbon for handsomest pig at the state fair just a few days ago.
Oh, I know. Well, luckily, he hasn't been turned into bacon yet.
Luckily. That's
this
later.
This has been wonderful. I do need to get back to the parade, dear, so they don't leave me.
I don't.
I think they've just about got the float working again.
All right. I know it's idling outside for you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh.
Oh. But, you know, I got to take a break. I'm just exhausted.
It's Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving is one of those
days. Well, I ate all these carbs this morning.
Well, I always, it just puts you right out. People who need to go to sleep, insomniacs, hear me. Order a pizza and one of those dessert pizzas. Eat them both. You will be out like a fucking light.
That's what I had for breakfast this morning right after the sausage balls, Cliff. That's why I'm so tired. So let's take a break and we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Oh.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Here's how to butter bake your turkey. After stuffing the bird, pat lots of soft butter all over. Especially on the drumsticks, breast, and wings. Next, cover the entire turkey with cheesecloth dipped in melted butter. Then bake it slowly, every half hour, baste with butter. You'll serve your family and guests the juiciest turkey ever because you use butter. This year, bake your holiday turkey the American Dairy Association way, with real butter.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
It's Thanksgiving, we can do what we want. It's Thanksgiving, we can eat what we want. It's Thanksgiving, we can bake what we want. We can fry what we want. We can binge all we want.
It's Thanksgiving, we can do what we want. It's Thanksgiving, we can eat what we want. It's Thanksgiving, we can bake what we want. We can fry what we want. We can binge all we want.
Use napkins, dippy plates everywhere. So fat you can tell we don't care. Cause Thanksgiving is fun now. Today we're gonna eat a ton now.
If you're still feeling hungry, Kendall, you can follow me. Cause I'm gonna eat all night, though I might be crying by the sunlight. Hey, gobble, gobble. Yeah, we may wobble. Get diabetes. Cause we be eating what we want. This is our show.
This is our fat.
And we can't stop. And we won't stop. Can't you see that we would if we could? Can't you see we headed for no good? And we can't stop. And we won't stop. But today's a holiday. I don't care what the health books say. Yeah, yeah.
It's Thanksgiving, we can do what we want. It's Thanksgiving, we can eat what we want. It's Thanksgiving, we can bake what we want. We can fry what we want. We can binge all we want.
Can't nobody keep up with us.
My ass bigger than a city bus. I can feel it getting bigger. What can I say? I eat a big dinner. Everyone in line in the kitchen, trying to get fed in the kitchen. Well, we ate it all, yeah. Sorry we forgot to call ya. Yeah, yeah. Hey, gobble, gobble. Yeah, we may wobble. Get diabetes, cause we be eating what we want.
This is our show.
This is our fat, and we can't stop,
and we won't stop. Can't you see that we would if we could? Can't you see we headed for no good? And we can't stop, and we won't stop.
But today's a holiday. I don't care what the health books say. Yeah, yeah.
We can eat what we want.
It's It's Thanksgiving, we can do what we want to.
It's Thanksgiving, we can eat what we want to.
It's my show, I can sing if I want to.
In my mouth, I can eat what I want to eat.
Yeah!
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 And we can't stop.
And we won't stop.
Can't you see that we would if we could? Can't you see we headed for no good? And we can't stop, and we won't stop. But today's a holiday, I don't care what the health books say. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
Oh, we're back. People, that was our new Thanksgiving single. We can't stop.
We just can't stop.
We
eating.
Cannot stop, as though people thought we could.
I know. Well, then nobody thinks that. Whenever we go to a restaurant here, Cliff, we're just like, keep it coming, 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 keep it coming.
Keep it coming. Luckily, 9 out of 10 Busheltown restaurants are all you can eat, which is unfortunate for the one pair of pants. God bless. God bless. Hold on here. God bless the one pair of jeans that I have left that say 34 on them. And they're... You remember, did anybody see the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants? How they were just magical.
Yep.
Because they defy... They defy that number that's on the back of those pants. They still fit my enormous fat ass.
Well, because we wore them when we were that small, and they just stretched with us.
Memories of the jeans on my ass. Kendall, it's Thanksgiving. We can't stop eating. We won't stop eating.
We won't.
What that makes me think of is the Pilgrims and what they are saying.
They've been texting me all morning, Cliff.
Oh, my God.
Time to find out what the Pilgrims are saying.
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims.
Represent.
All right, Cliff.
Yeah.
One of the things
Woo.
That the Pilgrims texted me, they've been texting me this morning.
Oh, my God.
Is just what the word Thanksgiving means.
What does it mean?
Well, Cliff, it's another excuse for Cliff and Kendall to spend an entire day eating.
Oh. As if we need an excuse.
That's what the Pilgrims are saying.
I'm awake. That's my normal one.
Yeah.
I'm alive, aren't I? Kendall, Thanksgiving reminds me of a headdress. Like those recycling headdresses I was talking about. But do you know what the Pilgrims are calling a headdress?
Oh, I'm afraid to know.
Oh, Kendall, that's a female mullet. A mullet. Have you ever seen a lady with a mullet?
I have seen a few ladies with mullets.
Now we know, Kendall. It's a headdress.
I'm sure they wouldn't take too kindly to you calling it that.
Well, you know, get over it. It was like, have you seen John Proctor's mom's new haircut? That lady, that pilgrim lady, has got herself a headdress.
But do you know what the term Thanksgiving dinner full is?
Thanksgiving dinner full.
Well, Cliff, it's when your stomach is totally full and can't take any more food. It's also a normal feeling for Cliff and Kendall after every dinner.
A normal feeling for Cliff and Kendall.
If you don't feel like that, you're not doing it right.
You're not doing it right if you don't feel like that on Thanksgiving. I would like to use that term, though, Thanksgiving full, as like a way of being. I would like to be Thanksgiving full, you know?
Okay,
Oprah. Does that sound make sense?
You sound like Oprah. I want you to be Thanksgiving full.
Kendall, that's the 9,000th time someone's compared me to the great...
Oh, do I win something?
You win... a co-host!
Too bad, I thought it was going to be a dinner.
Oh, Kendall, I'm sorry. Kendall, speaking of Thanksgiving and what the Pilgrims are saying about it, have you ever heard the term buckle?
Oh, no.
Buckle. Kendall, buckle. That's to say that a food item is good or delicious, particularly one you haven't tried before.
Oh.
It's bizarre. I don't know why the Pilgrims are saying it, but they are. I can't handle it, Kendall. It's like
I just can't handle it.
Yeah, if you just maybe said, hey, these Hot Pockets are buckle.
Flip. Have you ever heard the term a pilgrim meat grinder?
Ooh, pilgrim meat grinder.
Cliff, it is a sexual act, as you may have guessed. in which the receiver lays on their back and raises the feet above their head. And at this time, the giver inserts and proceeds to spin around the receiver in a meat grinder sort of fashion. Cliff, did you hear what happened to Judy last weekend? No, what happened? Oh, well, she fractured 3 vertebrae when Sam was giving her the old Pilgrim meat grinder.
Oh, Kendall, Pilgrim meat grinder, that's so hot. Kendall, speaking of things that are hot and on America's tongues today, like Thanksgiving food, how about this, Kendall? Thanksgiving Day twerky. Ooh, that's twerky. Yeah, twerky. Thanksgiving Day twerky. Remember, just only not so long ago, in a place that's really far away, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, she decided to twerk. She had an ill-fated twerkisode there with us that
day. Yes, she did.
Remember that? On my birthday, I think maybe it was. Who can remember?
Oh, twerky. I get it now.
Yeah, you get it now, yes. Everybody. If this were a television show, it would have been like, you know, on one of those things across the bottom so you could read it if you can't understand my horrible speech impediment. But anyway, Kendall, it's Thanksgiving twerky, and that's using a raw turkey as a seductive dance partner. Ooh. Twerking and giving thanks. Ooh, as in Bobby couldn't find a date, so he resorted to alone time with his Thanksgiving Day twerky.
Hope he didn't serve that for dinner afterwards.
Ooh, what's for dinner? Twerky.
The other white meat.
Oh,
Cliff, that's God. All the things the Pilgrims texted me this week. The Pilgrims.
Thanksgiving. Here we are.
Wait, I forgot what the other segment was. I had to look at it.
It's all right. We're Thanksgiving, everybody.
I'm just very thankful, Cliff. Very thankful for, you know, Austin. Becky has flown the coop, but Austin's still here, and Mr. Snodbottom's here, and
Austin's
Charles
here.
Is here, and Mrs. Potter Butterbutter Turn, she's out on the float, but she's part of our lovely family here in our new studio.
Yeah,
and I'm just so thankful we're all here.
I'm so thankful, too. I'm sorry we're talking over each other. Everybody, it's Thanksgiving. We've got a lot to say.
We always have a lot to say.
We always do. That's why we always do it. But anyway, Kendall, everybody made the move. That shows the dedication of everybody to our show. That when it came up out of fucking nowhere that we had to move studios.
Mm-hmm. Everybody dropped everything.
Nobody gave it a second thought. They moved right to Busheltown. Now, Mrs. Potter Butterbutter Turn obviously already lived here.
Yeah.
And spent part of her time here. But Charles, as though he has anything else to do.
What was he dropping?
I'm trying to think of anybody who might have sacrificed anything, but I can't think of none of us. So, you have a wife. Well, I don't know what the hell she's doing.
She's on a trip right now. She's flying in, though. She's gonna be living in Busheltown with us.
She is?
Yeah. She's not on a trip.
Which is really...
Very rarely.
Very rarely. She's a damn good businesswoman, and... I would never want to be... I could be a woman. Had I been born a woman, I could live with that.
What would you have done?
Shout out to the ladies! but I wouldn't want to be a business woman. But what would I have done had I been born a business woman, Kendall? What would I have done?
What would I have done?
Cliff,
it's time to play What Would I Have Done.
Oh, this is the exciting Cliff and Kendall segment.
What I have done.
We would give one another a scenario. We just say, hey, what would you have done in that sitch?
What would you have done?
What would you have done in that sitch, bitch?
Would you have started this podcast? Would you have moved to Busheltown? That's kind of the hard questions, Cliff. So I got a question for you. In 1939, I want you to take yourself back to this time, okay?
I'm going back.
I want you to pretend that you are the President of the United States.
Oh, whoa.
You are Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
I made a splash in politics.
You did.
I'm FDR.
You're FDR. And you were begged after the Great Depression. You were begged after the Great Depression to move Thanksgiving up a week so that the retailers would have more money. Now, I want you to know, if you were there, Cliff, right now, would you have done the same thing, or would you have moved it up even further so we have extra Christmas?
Oh, extra Christmas?
Everybody loves extra Christmas.
Are you talking to me?
How would you reschedule the fall?
How would I reschedule the fall? I would... just however it is, that's fine. Maybe we... how it is, we could move
Halloween to, like, January.
But see, I don't want to, because if you move Halloween earlier, it's too fucking hot.
Yeah.
Too fucking hot. Mrs. Pussy Bottom, she said our show is going to air, by the way, at 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings on KBSH. She said they had a spot that previously it was just test pattern, which on the radio sounds like it was that.
So it sounds a lot like this show now.
It's a lot like this show. And she said, you know, people said that was annoying. So we'll see what they say about our show.
Hopefully it's a little less.
I got my doubts. But anyway, Kendall, we're going to be airing, but she said that they can just edit it out so we can just let it fly. Let our freak flag fly, everybody. What was the question? Where are we? What segment is this?
Ask me what I would have done.
What would you have done, Kendall, if you were in this situation? You're a young kid. You're a kid.
Okay. I can see that.
And you're there, and your sister's there. You got a dog like America's favorite kids always do.
Oh, I love my little dog.
And you got, oh my gosh. Guess what? You got some little bit pushy friends call you up on the phone and they invite themselves over for Thanksgiving dinner to your house.
Idiots.
And you are just so wishy-washy, you just can't even say no to them. And so they're coming. You, as a kid, you can't even ask your parents to help you. I'm not going to explain why. You just can't. And you have to put on a Thanksgiving dinner for these imposers. Is that a thing? Is that what I'm trying to say, everybody?
Well, so you have to, you can't tell them no. You just have to let them come over?
You can't, because of your own wishy-washiness.
Okay.
They're coming. What do you do?
Oh my God. Well,
what would you have done? What would you make?
I don't know, since I don't eat meat, I would probably just go to Honey Baked Ham and get him some ham.
Turkey,
I mean.
Turkey
I don't know what you meat eaters eat. Get some ham, get some turkey.
As a kid, you would go to Honey Baked Ham.
Oh, right. I'm a kid. I forgot.
You're a kid.
I forgot the most important number one statement.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the hell would I do as a kid. If I couldn't go anywhere to get anything, I guess I would...
What would you do?
I would, like, go and look in the refrigerator and try to put some shit together and say, here, happy Thanksgiving.
What you would obviously do is get your dog and its bird friend to set up a ping pong table with some lawn chairs around it. And you would enlist your other friends to come over. You would make a Thanksgiving feast of jelly beans, popcorn, and pretzels. And you would sit outside with the fall leaves. And, you know, Linus would say, doesn't this remind you of a previous Thanksgiving where John Alden and Priscilla Tutelage got together with the Indians and Peppermint Patty? She'd be like, that doesn't remind me of this at all.
Well, in the spirit of Thanksgiving and loving.
Yeah.
They would already be coming over. But all I could do is give them whatever I could find in the refrigerator.
All you could do, Kendall.
That's all I could do.
You did what you could do.
I didn't have any jelly beans, Cliff. I'd already eaten them.
Oh. Kendall, it's so sad.
It is so sad, Cliff. That's where we're at.
Is that where we are, Kendall? That's all we would have done.
That's all we would have done, Cliff. But we shouldn't be so sad, because we should be thankful of everything that we have here. It's wonderful. And it looks like Mrs. Potter Butterfly Churn has just barely made it to the other side of the town square.
Okay, she's making progress. You can't stop progress.
It's going to be a four-hour parade.
They always are. And there's only about 12 floats.
We can't get in or out. It's over. Oh, my gosh. If our listeners are feeling that way, or want to listen to us, they go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. They can go to facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-BAT.
Sure. Why don't you do it?
Do it.
Do it. Kendall, there's no sincerer love than the love of food.
Oh,
and that was said by the Cliff and Kendall of his time, obviously, George Bernard Shaw.
That must have been the Cliff and Kendall of his time.
It must have been love. But it's
he's dead now. Cliff, pride slays Thanksgiving. But a humble mind is the soil out of which thanks naturally grow. A proud man is seldom a grateful man, for he never thinks he gets as much as he deserves. And that was Henry Ward Beecher.
Oh, Beecher.
You bitcher.
Kendall, you can tell you ate too much for Thanksgiving when you have to let your bathrobe out.
Oh, I often have to do that.
And that was said by who? None other than your Lord and Savior, Jay Leno.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Billy Crystal.
No, he's your Holy Ghost.
He's the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
All right, Cliff, that's all the quotes I have for you.
Kendall, Thanksgiving is an emotional time. People travel thousands of miles to be with people they only see once a year, and then discover once a year is way too often. And that was...
Ain't that the truth?
Whoa, take that, family. And that was said by Johnny Carson, the Cliff and Kendall of his time, for sure. Oh, Busheltown, it's where we are, Kendall.
Oh, I didn't know if you had another quote. I was waiting for more knowledge from you.
My new quote is, Busheltown is where we are.
It's where we at, Cliff.
It's where we are.
Well, I'm so glad that we're here, and I'm so thankful. Cliff, why don't you take us home down these new Busheltown roads?
Take me home, Thanksgiving roads. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, we will. We'll see you here next week. It's true.
It's true. It's true. I'd like to make it clear. Just what a special place you have right here. You're never very far from a swamp here. There's moaning in the Indian burial ground. You'll find all the rye that you could ever want here in Busheltown. Winter's never more than 3 days long here. The yearly snow always comes down brown. Rabbit possums have eaten all of the deer in Busheltown. Busheltown, Busheltown. I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Busheltown, just the way things are. 10,000 rats the size of basketballs have crossbred with the alligators in the sewer. Yet you'll rarely see a frown on the faces you see round the filthy, rotting, trash-filled avenues of Busheltown.
Oh, Busheltown, it is definitely a place.
Oh, Kendall, you know, Busheltown is a place all its own.
Well, I guess you could call it a place all its own. I mean, it's very unique.
Exactly. Its uniqueness is what makes everyone love it.
It's also what makes everyone hate it.
Busheltown, Busheltown, I know it makes a person think. What in Busheltown, Busheltown, what makes that awful stink?
Probably Charles the Contractor.
It's humid 12 months out of every year. I once saw a horde of bees steal a car. Yet you'll rarely see a frown on the faces you see round the filthy, trashy streets of this place called Busheltown.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.